FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Carrie Lutz. I am here in New Orleans, Louisiana at the New Orleans Investment Conference. We bumped into an old friend here. We're at the Belize Advantage booth, and we've got Dave Drummond back with us. Dave, it's great to see you.
Hey, Carrie, good to see you again.
So, Belize, you hear about people losing everything to greedy lawyers, greedy governments. I mean, everybody seems to be out to take you these days, but Belize has special advantages when it comes to asset protection, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Kerry. Absolutely. Belize did a lot of changes to make it a financial haven back in the 80s after they gained independence, specifically putting into the Constitution laws regarding privacy and protection. So when people want to come down, that same greedy lawyer that might be able to go to, let's say, Florida and say, Carrie Lutz, what kind of companies does Carrie put in? About, 50 seconds later, he'll have every company that you have or own in Florida. And so you extrapolate that, in less than an hour, you could probably have every company you have in North America. Well, number one, Belize doesn't mandate that anyone can disclose the information relative to a corporate entity. So, number one, you don't have the ability to do it from a technology perspective. And number two, they would not give that information out. So privacy is huge. You also get the protection of a foreign jurisdiction, so they don't recognize court judgments from anywhere else in the world. That judgment actually has to be delivered to you from a Belizean court. So that presents challenges to someone who might be coming after your assets internationally.
Right, and the bank secrecy laws are pretty much sacrosanct in Belize, correct?
They are. Of course, nowadays with, FATCA and the compliance, you have to comply, but that means that they will tell the IRS that you have. And, of course, we believe doing everything above board, so we're going to tell the IRS that we have our bank accounts internationally. But it doesn't mean that they tell anybody else. So if you come into the bank or head back out of the door, come back with a Belize judgment, and we may give you the information.
Right. So just getting a subpoena is not going to do the trick. They actually have to get a court order from a Belize court.
Yes, absolutely. So they don't recognize judgments, and in fact, it's constitutionally bound to not provide the information. So they're the registered agents and the banks. It's actually a federal offense, criminal action taken if they do divulge information from a bank privacy perspective, as well as an asset protection structure. So that LLC or that trust, all of them are bound to secrecy by constitutional law.
Oh, that's pretty unusual in this day and age. I mean, the Caymans have eroded their protections. The Swiss have, but Belize still holds some things, to be totally privileged.
Yeah, absolutely. And, as everywhere in the world, we recommend that people go ahead with compliance. But, there's two differences. There's compliance for making sure that you're square with the IRS and you're square with the governments. But it's really the frivolous lawsuits and we refer to them as the exes, right? The ex-business partner, the ex-husband, the ex-wife, the ex-girlfriend, whoever it may be that may be coming after your assets. They're the ones where the wall is the most difficult to get over in Belize, because you do have to come down and be sued in the country, and there's no class action lawsuits. There's no loser pays. So if someone does come after you and has a lawsuit against you and they lose, they pay your court costs. They pay your expenses as well as theirs. And so you don't have these midnight commercials on, call 1-800-LEGAL-SERVICES or 1-800-I-AM-THE-LAW. You don't see those commercials down there, because there is no concept of being paid out of the winnings. You have to put a bond up front to get someone to represent you. And they're pretty healthy sized bonds that you got to take into court. So for all those reasons, it's just difficult to get that done.
So needless to say, it's very costly. There's a lot of barriers and obstacles put in your place to go hounding potential debtors often Belize. And another thing, Dave, from what I understand, the Belizean banks are some of the most stable, most secure banks. They have extremely high capital ratios.
Yeah, Kerry, you're exactly right. In fact, they have the largest liquidity ratio in the world for banks. Mandated by law, they have to keep 24% liquid. Practice, you'll see banks having liquidity ratios up in the 30s, 30, 31, 32. So as you know, during the financial crisis, the World Bank recommends an 8% liquidity ratio. During the financial crisis of 07, 08, we had banks shortly thereafter down below 1% liquidity. So when you compare that to a bank in Belize, for every dollar that comes into the country, 25 cents has to stay in a bank account. So extremely high liquidity, very solid privacy. And they're not insurance companies. They're not doing derivatives. They're doing the old banking, right? They car loans, condo loans, house loans, maybe doing some high bond. Bonds or some high interest bonds, but that's about all they'll do from a risk perspective.
Yeah, and my understanding on the mortgages, one bank that I heard a presentation on, they don't make more than a 50% mortgage loan to value.
Correct. You will typically see, so when people go to, you know, we're blessed in the U.S. from a credit.
Right. Blessed and cursed.
Exactly. It's the most blessed curse we can have, right? We get as much credit as we want for very low rates. You know, you're looking at right now home equity rates 3.7 to 4.5. In Belize, you won't find those. Those interest rates are going to be much higher, and the low single digits are the high single digits and the low double digits on an average yearly interest rate. So one, your interest rates are going to be higher, and two, liquidity loan to value is going to be about between 50% and 60%. Most banks will do 50, some of them upwards of 60, but they're really going to only loan in jurisdictions they know, right? So they're not going to loan you on a property in Costa Rica if the bank's in Belize. So you have a higher percentage rate. Loan to value is a little bit lower. So that's why you see most people will do purchases of real estate. They're typically going to do cash purchases, or the majority of it cash.
Yeah, I saw, after the financial crisis, there were actually some foreclosures available in Belize, but they weren't selling at any major discounts to value.
No, you're absolutely correct. There's two ways that that goes, right? Since most of the purchases in 2008, most of the purchases were done in cash. So those people just rode out the storm. You didn't see this large price drop in property values, typically because most people held them. What happened was you saw a stalling in sales. So it wasn't like because they paid in cash, there weren't these mortgages hanging over their head there. They had to liquidate or fire sale something. Most people just rode it out and held on to them. When you do see foreclosures in Belize, even bank-owned foreclosures, because the liquidity, the loan to value of them was so short, they're not going to be at a major 25% of the actual price. They're going to be relatively close to what the loan value on the property was.
Yeah, and because you didn't have that many. It wasn't like Florida where there were millions of foreclosures, literally, and underwater mortgages. Hard to get underwater when you have a 50% loan-to-value ratio. So I see also that other services, you can basically open a brokerage account easily in Belize and trade securities anywhere in the world.
Exactly. So Georgetown Trust, which is one of the companies that I represent, has the ability to get service license for individuals who are looking to do that. You do need to, if you're taking other people's money in Belize, they're going to ask you to put up a bond. Depends on the type of brokerage account you're looking for. But you can get a brokerage license in Belize. You can get insurance licenses, banking licenses. There are a variety of ways for financial services in the country. They can be, you have to go through a process to get them. They want to make sure you have the experience. They look for a business plan to put together, and they will have some capital requirements for you to maintain. But once you do, then you do have access to the global markets for your clients.
Hey, by the way, Dave, how many people live full-time in Belize these days?
So believe it or not, the population of Belize is about 300,000 plus or minus a little bit. So you're talking about a country the size of Massachusetts with a population smaller than a medium-sized city in the United States. So, and of that, you're probably see about 10 to 15% of that. So 30 to 50,000 people who would be from other countries in the world. And that'd be a mix of, you know, Canadians, Americans, British. More and more people are opening up to coming there. But it is a very small country.
And I assume the population goes up in the wintertime when those Canadians and Americans escape the winter weather.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're, in fact, so take Ambergris Key, which is the island that that our office is on and where I currently reside. It's the very tip of the Yucatan Peninsula. So I always tell people, if you walked out of your hotel in Cancun, because most people know where that is, you made a right and started walking, you get to the end and you'd see a little break in the water, a little waterway called Bacalar Chico, which is the cut that the Mayans made way back. And on the other side of that water, you could see Belize. So that's the tip of Ambergris Key, the northern end of Ambergris Key. San Pedro is the town at the bottom end. And that population runs around 15,000 people in the high season, maybe drops around 10,000 people. But yes, it is kind of a snowboard country from the perspective of, you know, a lot of people, when winter shows up in the north, they head south. I always say to my friends, hey, when are you going to be back in town? I said, if the salmon aren't in Lake Michigan, I'm probably not going to be in Michigan.
So what's the lifestyle like living in Belize, living in a little key, which is, I guess, an island effectively? What do you do with yourself?
It's interesting. You have to, there are a lot of people who are retired that like to what we call happy hour jump, right? They know all the happy hours on the island. But so the key from the perspective of maintaining is work. Definitely I spend a lot of my time hours in the office, but you can then do a lot of natural activities, you know, getting out in nature. There's, some of the best diving in the world is right off the coast there. The second largest barrier reef in the world is there. Some fantastic fishing, sport fishing, catch and release for tarpon, permit, and bonefish. The three largest sport fishing groups are there, and you can get all three of them in one day. And then if you want to, you know, great sailing, you can sail up to the Rio Dulce, up into Lake Dulce in Guatemala, see some beautiful cliffside rivers. So there's a lot of water activities on the island. And then on the mainland, we have rivers, we have caves. You can go spelunking, Mayan ruins, all kinds of activities. I tell people, if you want to come to a country to lay on the beach, there's probably better places than Belize. But if you want to come to a country where you can do a ton of activities that vary across geographic and ocean domains, then it's a fantastic place to come and live an active life.
Well, sounds great. I'm definitely going to make it down there in the next few months and hang out with you and experience it. Dave, just tell us if you want to find out more information where we contact you and website, all that.
Sure. So if you're looking for anything, as I tell people, you know, I work with people who move in their businesses, their banks, or their bodies offshore, internationalization, come to www.georgetowntrust.com. That's our website. You can download our free asset protection guide. It gives you some insight into the types of structures available. Or you can send me an email directly. It's D as in David Drummond, D-R-U-M-M-O-N-D @georgetowntrust.com. But either one of those, stop by the website, drop me an email, but love to see new faces down in the country.
All right. Thanks, Dave. And we'll be talking with you again soon. Good luck.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a great weekend.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.